In September, ASI will be holding its first International Publishing and Data Conference. This will sit alongside the International Radio and Audio and Television and Video Conferences we have been organising annually over the last 28 years. The conference is a development of the widely respected Publisher and Data Research Forum, the PDRF. In this ASI cast, Catherine Page talks with our Research Director Richard Marks about how it has evolved over the years out of what was originally known as the Worldwide Readership Symposium, and how she sees it continuing to meet the challenges facing publishers in the future.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Catherine. Obviously, the main focus of our chat is going to be the PDRF and the upcoming conference, but just a quick introduction to you as a new voice to the podcast. I was working out on the way here that I think we first met 31 years ago.
Oh, God. I was actually going to try and avoid saying how long I've been in the industry, but you've kind of...
Suffice it to say, we're in the middle of our career.
I think that's what's known as veterans, isn't it?
Well, no, I think we're in the middle.
Okay.
But anyway, just for the listeners, what's your background in publishing research and media more widely, and what areas are you currently involved in?
Yeah, so I mean, as you so kindly mentioned, I started working a long time ago, and I actually started working at what was then Morgan Grampian, who were a magazine publisher, and they published lots of trade and technical and business magazines, but also some regional newspapers and a few consumer magazines. And that was actually a great start to working in audience measurement and media research, because it actually meant that you were working with sales teams and you understood how the data were actually being used in a commercial environment. So I kind of got a taster of things like the British Businessman Survey and the NRS and various regional newspaper studies and JICREG and things. But it was all about the commercial use of the data, which has kind of stood me in good stead. And after that, I worked for a variety of research agencies and ended up at Ipsos running the NRS contract. And then, about 12 years ago, the then technical consultant of the NRS retired, Michael Brown, and so there was an opportunity there, so I went self-employed. I became technical consultant to NRS and basically built up a consultancy business from there. So obviously now do the same role for PAMCO, and I'm also technical consultant to Root in the UK, which is the out-of-home measurement, which is a fantastic example of actually bringing together survey data and with lots of external data and literally balancing the two side by side with lots of very sophisticated modelling. And then I work for a variety of other people in this country and elsewhere. So,
excellent. So you've got fingers in many pies.
Many pies, yeah.
And when did you first attend the PDRF concept conference?
Worldwide Readership Symposium in those days. And so I looked this up, and it was 1995 in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And it was a complete eye-opener. So I'd been involved in audience measurement and readership research for some time by then, but I think what was eye-opening was because it was a worldwide conference. So the Americans were there, and people from other people from outside Europe, and really the issues in some of the techniques in America were very different. The issues were very different, so there were some quite heated exchanges, and I think that was also the other revelation of the Readership Symposium, was that there were these very heated exchanges. This is not a conference and PDRF the same, where people give their paper and then sit down quietly. There's a lot of questions, a lot of debate, and people really wanting to kind of get to the bottom of things and have that exchange of ideas and views.
It's always been newspapers and magazines, because you are much more embedded within the industry than I am, but the impression I get floating around is that sometimes the objectives of newspapers and magazines are not totally aligned in terms of what they're looking for. Has that always been the case, even going back to 1995?
Yeah, it's always been the case. It's been newspapers and magazines, and again, this is another area where the worldwide perspective is quite helpful. So, for instance, you'll hear much more about the magazine measurement from the US. Some of the very big US magazine publishers attended and have given fantastic presentations on things like their work around return on investment and things like that. So there is very very good dialogue on both fronts.
And it's transitioned to being more recent, I think the last 5 to 10 years, the PDRF, which stands for...
It did change it. So it's the Publisher and Data Research Forum.
Hmm. And that presumably was brought about by the advent of the digital era and presumably the huge focus at the moment on measuring across platforms.
Yeah.
The idea that readership... Strangely, readership has got implications, even though it's a neutral word, that we tend to think reading means...
I think all of these things are a big debate, and it's almost come full circle now, and I think, you know, readership might, you know, still be the word to use, really, but...
And how did you become a bit more involved behind the scenes? Because having attended one... and then presumably subsequent ones, how did you get sucked into the process?
I was invited to join the programme committee for the Venice Readership Symposium, which I think was 2001, and I've been on the programme committee since then, so that was kind of the start of getting more involved. And then in 2011 I took over from Erhard Meyer doing the famous PDRF summary of audience measurement worldwide, which is basically updating details for about probably 100 or so surveys across 70 countries, what they're doing, and of course all their developments, and then, you know, just kind of understanding what the main developments and themes are for the market.
You've been updating that ever since, haven't you?
Yeah, so every 2 years that's been updated, yeah.
So the most recent one, presumably, is that available on the...
Yeah, it's available on the PDRF website, and indeed all the past ones as well.
We'll put a link to that, because a few people's ears may have tripped up at the idea of that resource being out there. How would you describe more recent conferences to potential new delegates? If you're someone working in the publishing, the online, the... agency area, what would they have expected from recent conferences? We'll come on to how it may evolve in the future, but how do you describe the essence of the PDRF?
Yes, I mean, the absolute kind of bottom line is it's really, I think, really practical conference. It's about the practical exchange of ideas and best practice in audience measurement. And I suppose there's two bits to that. So, of course, there's the nuts and bolts of audience measurement and running contracts, developments in the field. And in latter years, of course, that's been really focused on multi-platform measurement and how to bring lots of data together to provide those measurements. But that's only really one part of it, because there's a kind of the broader context, I suppose, is the more business orientated side of it. So lots about the business environment and the challenges that everyone's facing, the business models, demonstrating the value of publishers' audiences and content, and return on investment has been a big theme in recent years.
Mm. So it's not limiting itself purely to audience measurement. It's got a wider brief around effectiveness and the challenges that the industry faces.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know you've had keynotes. I've been to two, if I recall. I went to one in San Francisco about 2011. I won't try and remember the exact years, but I remember going to one with Martin Sorrell as the keynote
in London.
So, but we'll have to see who we'll get to. I don't think it will be Martin Sorrell.
No, probably not.
You never know. What would you say would be the distinctive elements of the conference? We refer to it as the PDRF, going forward but slightly tweaking it to being the Publishing and Data Conference, but the conference. What do you think of the distinctive elements that give it its essence that is going to be important when we're working together to try and sort of bed it into its new home with ASI, that we preserve, that, you know, the attractive things that make people want to be part of that community?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the number one thing is that kind of practical exchange of ideas and information. So it is really a conference where people take away ideas and things that they use to develop in their own businesses. So a lot of the papers, you know, someone will say, well, when I was here, you know, the, you know, 2 years ago, so-and-so presented on this, and that really inspired me to think about this, and this is, you know, this is where I've taken it. So that's one side of it. I think the other thing that is so helpful is the level of debate, because people really, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they really ask questions and really kind of get underneath the skin of things, and often you find out as much in the discussion after the paper as in the paper. So that kind of whole spirit of debate. And I think the other thing that traditionally has been a really good feature of the conference is that people do actually talk about their failures as well as their successes. And that often you can learn more from what hasn't worked as from what has worked. And there's been a great spirit of kind of sharing and information.
I think that that's, you know, we've talked, obviously, in the conversations we've had around bringing ASI and the PDRF together around elements that they've got in common. And that's certainly one that we've been very keen to encourage with ASI, the exactly as you put it, the idea that you can learn almost more from what hasn't worked as what has. And I think that is one of the things people tend to value about the ASI audio and video conferences, is that, you know, people feel it's a forum in which they can be honest. And related to that, the flip side, that it's resisting the temptation to turn it into an overt sales pitch.
Absolutely.
We've done this, it's brilliant, sign here, and we'll export it around the world so you can copy it. That actually you can learn more from things that didn't work. I remember a particularly disastrous thing I was involved in at Kantar that involved tracking people using early RFID chips, which I would have loved to have presented, because we learned so much about exactly why they didn't work, and we'd be sitting in conferences for the next 2 years saying, no, that's not going to work. What are you looking to, moving forward, to evolve the conference? What are you looking for ASI to bring to the party? I guess if you were to be critical of conferences, where do you think there's a need to change and evolve the way that the conferences work?
Well, I think the evolution aspect is really the way the audience measurement is converging. So, I mean, generally we are still measuring individual media on their own. We know, obviously, there in some countries there's some moves to sort of bring things together. The Netherlands is the obvious example of that. But actually, a lot of the techniques, actually, the issues are becoming much more similar, obviously, because of the need to measure digital, multi-platform. Everybody's trying to bring those measurements together. So I know, for instance, at your recent ASI conference, there's a lot of talk about synthetic data sets. So I think that's something that's going to be very important. TV have been leading the way in that, if you like, but it's going to be very important. For the published media, for outdoor media, for all sorts of media. So I think that's just one example, but I think all of these, particularly around data integration, digital, there's an awful lot of kind of sharing, and that we kind of need perhaps more shared perspectives across the different media.
I think the obvious area of convergence for all media is around the online aspects of it, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, you will have discussed in recent conferences issues like, you know, viewability, brand safety,
absolutely.
Which publishers themselves have got, you know, 4 second videos on their sites. The challenges are starting to converge, which is why, from our perspective, it made sense that we're able to build communities around audio and video and building a similar community, but I don't think they're going to be as separate, to your point, as they were in the past.
Oh no, absolutely! I'm sure that is a trend we'll see. We'll definitely see in the future.
The other area that's obvious area of convergence is around. We're finding in a number of countries, and the Netherlands is the most cited example at the moment, that contracts are starting to come together, not necessarily in one measurement contract, but certainly being aligned alongside each other, with a common point being the internet. With your PAMCO hat on, you've obviously led the way in the UK by using UCOM data for your element of online measurement? Do you see that as being a, are you getting feedback from other countries that that's a, more likely to be happening, or are they still pretty much people wanting to stay in their silos?
I think this is actually, ironically, the governance side of things is actually trickier than the than the actual measurement side of things. And you almost need to get the governance in place before you can start to see the convergence in the measurements. So, I mean, I know, for instance, from the EMRO conference last year, there are, you know, increasing evidence of collaborations, but it'll be interesting to see how much real progress they've made, because I think it's kind of one thing to kind of, you know, like the idea, and then another thing to work through the detail of how, you know, you are going to make that process of aligning contracts and so forth work.
Yeah, and the industry politics can be...
It can be quite awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest argument has always been for why there's never been a huge multimedia currency is the fear that, you know, the other media have, that TV would dominate the politics of it and everything. Mm-hmm. So, but it's going to be fascinating to see what does happen in Holland. They've moved them all into the same building, which would make a good fly on the wall documentary in itself as to what happens at the water cooler and that. But we're delighted, obviously, that you're carrying on helping us with the event, and particularly the event that we're arranging in Lisbon this September, which listeners hopefully will have received some communications about. And you've agreed to be on our programme committee, which is excellent. We've issued a call for papers, and you'll be able to see a link to that in the show notes for this particular podcast, and hopefully we'll be reviewing synopses later this month. From your perspective, if there's people out there listening to this thinking of submitting a paper, what do you think are the hot topics for the publishing industry that you'd be particularly interested to hear about at the upcoming conference?
So I mean, I think there's a number of very interesting areas at the moment. So for me, one of them is how publishers are actually using this multi-platform data that they're often getting now to make a difference to their business strategies. So I think there's quite a nice line in the call for synopses about you know, what will make media planners and buyers and sit up and take notice. And I think that's something we should all be thinking quite hard about. And I'm also very interested about anything that's about publishers actually combining forces to kind of sell their audiences and use their data to do that together, because I think that's going to be quite a key development area. So trust and transparency, obviously, they continue to be quite a big issue. And the role of Facebook and Google and Apple in actually, you know, providing publisher content to audiences, which I think we've still got quite a way to go to really understand how we can include that as part of audience measurement and have a handle on that. On the practical side, I'm really hoping we're going to see some papers about the various developments in data integrations and modelling and synthetic data sets. I think the reality is a lot of publishers are having to think very hard about costs at the moment, and that's having quite an impact on audience measurement. And that's making you know, the audience measurement companies and so forth have to think quite hard about the trade-offs and how they're going to make savings. And I think actually sharing some of that and some of the approaches that are coming out in order to kind of make as much as you possibly can out of your sample and your data will be a really interesting thing to share. And, of course, all the papers on the new contracts and new launches and plans for setup are always really fascinating to see what's happening elsewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's going to be a really useful update. It will be 2 years since the last one, so it'll dovetail. Hopefully. Got other connotations at the moment, but dovetail into the normal running order. So, well, thanks for your time today in sort of introducing us to the PDF. We're very excited about working with you on it, and looking forward to hopefully in the next few months interviewing on the podcast some of the people who will be speaking at the conference, may have submitted successful papers, giving a preview about what's happening.
Brilliant.
And if you're listening at the moment, you'll be able to read a bit more about the conference in the show notes for the programme. So thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon.